John Vincent is in studio with me right now. John is the man responsible for one of the most stirring renditions of the Star-Spangled Banner that I have ever heard. You heard him do it at Game 4 when the Cubs squared off against the Cleveland Indians the other night, but he's also been doing it for other playoff games. John, I've already told you this, but I'm going to tell you this again. You, sir, can sing a song. Boy, are you good.
You're too kind. Thank you.
You are amazing. We're going to play the national anthem for anybody who hasn't heard it. I know you can't sing it right now.
I don't like listening to it.
No, you have to. You really don't like listening to your own voice?
No, God, no. No.
How can that be?
I don't like it. Yeah, no.
I'm going to make a weird comparison, and I know I'm not the first person to do this, but have people told you that there is a Frank Sinatra element to your voice?
Yes, sir.
They have?
Yes, sir. And that's what I do at Ditka's. I sing mostly Sinatra
do you?
Songs. Yes, sir.
I know that performers don't like to be compared to other performers.
I thought you were going to say John Candy, and I'd be like, yeah,
no.
I've heard that too before.
Not John Candy. No, Frank Sinatra. John, if somebody's going to compare you to somebody, and that somebody is Frank Sinatra, you're doing something right, because that's one of the best voices of all time.
Well, thank you, sir.
But boy, are you good. All right, so let's play. Now, this is a little clip. Well, it's the whole song, actually, from Game 4 to get the festivity started out at Wrigley. This is John Vincent. Listen to this.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched was so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? And the hope of the brave.
That's how you sing the national anthem.
You're too kind. You're too
John,
kind.
Oh, no. All right. A couple of things. Number one, Free, when you were singing Free,
yes,
I went out and I had a hot dog and I came back and you were still singing Free. What's the longest you've held that note on Free?
They said the longest I held it for was 23 seconds.
23 seconds.
Northwestern basketball game earlier this year, I believe. I think in January, if I'm not mistaken.
And you can feel the crowd as the seconds tick off and you're holding that note. You can just feel the enthusiasm, can't you?
I do, you know, and that's why I do it. I do it for that sole purpose, that the crowd feels the energy. I shouldn't say that sole purpose. The sole purpose of... there's good behind it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to show off or anything like that. I don't think, you know, I feel the crowd energized. But it all started, you know, I started singing the anthem in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done it for the NFL, NBA, you know, Major League Baseball. But I never held Free that long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was really nervous one day, and I remembered back to my father taking me to Italy when I was a boy, and I was about 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's 81 years old, and he takes me to the piazza where he lives in this town called Palena in Abruzzi, Italy. And he goes, Johnny, I want to show you something. He goes, you see right here? And I said, yes, sir. He goes, there was a German tank right here. He goes, everybody thinks that, you know, the Italians and the Germans we're on the same side. You know, you go, yeah, we read in a history book the Axis powers.
Yeah.
No. He goes, we were their puppets. He goes, we listened to what they said.
Yeah.
He goes, when I was a young boy, it was probably 1942, so he's probably about 7, 8 years old. He goes with my nonna Gioconda in the middle of the piazza, and she says, Vincenzo, vai a go get the tarp underneath that Nazi tank. We can make pants for you kids. We could cover the firewood. Because he showed me his house. He had no heat or anything, so they would have wood to cook and put heat and everything in there. So my father, and by the way, the Germans, the Nazis took over that because they had a strategic overlook, and they had to move 10 kids into a barn. I mean, I couldn't imagine living like this. He goes, well, Johnny, I go and get this tarp, this canvas tarp, and I turn around, and the soldier has a gun to your grandmother's head. And the Nazi soldier says, you can have it, but she's going to die. And my dad, you know, obviously, you know, turns around. And that's like struck me. So when I got, when I started, you know, doing the anthem and I started, I wasn't holding it that long. It was for some particular reason, I got really, really nervous one day, and I still get nervous to this day. But I think of that.
Yeah.
And then his younger brother, my Uncle Mario, passed away of a brain tumor, who was a Vietnam veteran. And I also think of that. And yes, it is the crowd getting excited. I'm not trying to show off. I don't care about showing off. I don't care. Life is too short.
Yeah.
We're all going to be dust one day.
Yeah.
We're nothing. None of this matters. The only thing that matters is how you treat people.
Right.
You treat people nice. I don't care if you're a billionaire or a bum in the street. If you're a nice person, I'm going to spend time with you.
Yeah.
If you're a jerk, I don't want to be around you.
Right.
So if it gets people excited and gets everybody ready, and I feel my dad when I sing that, because he's on my mind when I do that, and I think of my uncle.
No, that's perfect.
That's what it
that's
means to
perfect.
Me. That's
perfect.
I want to make people happy.
Well, it's working, and none of it's reading like you're showing off. I've heard you sing it a dozen times.
But sometimes you see it on the internet, and I had to talk to Coach Ditka. He goes, Johnny, you're going to get all this. You're going to get negativity if it's about, you know, weight or this or that, or it's holding it too long or why or off key. And at first, that really kind of affected me because I'm a real sensitive person.
Yeah.
But then I kind of like, okay, it doesn't. He's like, people that give negative comments are always unhappy, John.
Yeah.
He goes, they're the ones who are unhappy. And a bunch of famous people have told me this. They're like, the ones who do that are unhappy people.
Sure. That's true.
And then, you know, I just said, okay, I can't control that. I'm just going to, you know, go with the flow.
No, you have to. When you sang it the other night, the announcers over on Fox who were doing the game, you could hear them going, now that's how it's done. Wow, that's what gets the night off to a start. They were so excited. And you just got some very high praise from one of the biggest singers in entertainment right now.
I thought that was a joke. When I got a text from a friend of mine that Lady Gaga tweeted what she tweeted, I said, okay, this is a joke. And then more people started texting me that. And then I looked for myself, and I'm like, holy crap. So now that just kind of makes me – anybody could say whatever they want. After she said that, I'm like, nothing else matters. Just,
do you remember
I'll
what
look
her
at what Lady Gaga said.
Do you remember what her words were? Because we can look it up. I found it earlier, but I don't remember what it is now.
I think she said something about, that, wow, that's how you do the national anthem.
Yeah.
And put a emoji with like a heart smiley face. And,
yeah.
And, wow, John Vincent. It was just an honor for her to do that.
See,
because her anthem at the Super Bowl, her, Whitney Houston, and Marvin Gaye are my favorites.
Yeah,
I mean, those are just three great anthems that, you know, are unbelievable.
Well, so to get praise like that from somebody who's that good at what she does, that should even tip it in more for you.
Yes, sir.
John Vincent is here. We're going to tell you about seeing John perform locally because he's so good. You want to see him live. We'll take a quick break and then more of the show. It's Bill Leff on WGN. Bill Leff with you on WGN. Wendy will be back tomorrow. John Vincent is in studio with me. His rendition of the Star Spangled Banner is just second to none. You heard him perform it on Game 4 of the World Series just the other night. You can see John. He's been working at Ditka's restaurant since, is this right, John, since 2001?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah. I started at Rosebud on Rush, and I did a place called Nono Pino's, and then Ditka's heard about me just from a guy who worked with me. I was a recruiter in accounting and finance.
Mm-hmm.
And they heard about me because he goes, oh, my buddy's trying to do Sinatra. And I guess a gentleman was singing Sinatra there that night. They'd have a different singer every week. And the manager said, you know what? Have him give me a call. Well, I walk in there. I call him. He set up a date. He goes, come on in this one night. And I walk up, and Mrs. Ditka's, you know, at the top of the stairs. And this is Diana Ditka. Hi, how are you? Sing New York, New York. So I go, right now? She goes, right now. And I sang it. She goes, okay, hire him. So they gave me a 4-month deal, a year, 2 years, and then a lifetime.
Oh, excellent. So you have a lifetime deal at Ditka's. You're set.
I've been very lucky.
That's beautiful.
I've been extremely lucky. I don't know. I think people get drunk, and then they're like, okay, he sounds okay, or maybe they feel bad for me.
No, nobody feels bad. You also have something big coming up at the House of Blues very soon, huh?
Yes, November 6th, Sinatra Sunday, and there I'll be with a quartet, cocktail hour 5 to 6. And then the show is from 6 to 8. It'll be November 6th. I'm like all whacked out. Yeah, wait, right?
This Sunday. Yeah.
So it's a free show. It's down at the Crossroads Restaurant. So they have dinner and drinks. You could hang out there. Just call the House of Blues, make a reservation. And, you know, it's nice to have live musicians behind you.
Sure. I want to ask you if you're comfortable in doing this. I know in addition to singing like yourself, and you've nailed that voice, nobody sounds more like you than you, John, but you do a bunch of other performers' voices, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Can you do just a little bit? Is
sure.
that all right?
Yeah,
you're
of course,
okay with that?
Course.
All right. Just give me a couple.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I see those trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
That's beautiful. All right, so you had Johnny Cash, of course, Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, and then old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra.
Yes, sir.
That's quite a range to be able to pull off those three voices.
Oh, thank you.
And I know you do a killer Dean Martin. Can you just do a little Dean Martin?
Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Oh, is that good?
Something in my heart keeps saying, my somehow is now.
That is beautiful. I've always wanted to be in Las Vegas with the Rat Pack. They're not here anymore.
Man.
Can you just go with me and just do the voices when we drive around Las Vegas?
I performed out there a couple times at Mandalay Bay and at Paris Casino, and I love Vegas.
Crowds go nuts for you out there, I bet?
I think so. They have fun with it and all that. You know, Vegas is trouble for me because I like going out there and I like playing video poker. So okay.
That can be a dangerous couple of days.
Yeah.
It can be. All right,
yeah.
Now tell me this. The other day when you're performing the national anthem, this is for game 4. This is Saturday night. The world's eyes are on Wrigley Field. You're out there opening the festivities with the song. And then you realize you're not only not feeling very well, but you might pass out.
Yeah, you know, I hold the note really long. And this, I think I only held it for like 10 to 12 seconds this time. So I'm singing. And, you know, everything seemed fine. I was going. And when I started holding free, I'm like, okay, Johnny, you can't hold this anymore.
Happen.
And if you look right after that, I stepped back and I was going to faint. I swear to God, I was on the brink of fainting. I mean, can you imagine my fat ass going down? God had to be like, okay, I'm going to help you right now, Johnny. This is it. I'm giving you one shot. I'm holding you. And man, they would probably have stopped the game, fixed the foundation at Wrigley. That would have been horrible. It would have been funny. I would have laughed. I would have been laughing at it now. And my friends would have all been ripping.
Oh, you'd never live it down.
Everybody would be ripping on me. And I would laugh at it. If I'm thinking about it now, I think it'd be funny. Can you imagine me just going down like that?
No, you don't want to do that.
I just think it's because the antibiotics and
sure.
You know, go ahead, this bronchitis and everything. I still can't kick this. I'm trying to kick it.
It'll be gone. But also, it's the nerves of the moment because it is the World Series at Wrigley, and you realize I'm right in the middle of all this.
Yeah, I always get nervous. Yeah, I was when I'm out there, I'm always nervous.
All right, how about this? You grew up on the south side of Chicago,
yes,
but here you are a fixture at Wrigley Field.
Yes.
Are there any conflicted thoughts about that? Or are you okay with that?
No, I grew up a Cubs fan.
Did you?
I grew up a 100% Cubs fan because my mother and father were both born in Italy, and they met here in Chicago.
Yeah.
My dad was a security guard at the Sears Tower.
Yeah.
So we never had cable back in the day. And if you remember Sports Vision and on TV.
I do.
We didn't have that.
Right.
We had two. You know, 5, 7, 9, which was GN, and a lot, you know,
and 32. A fuzzy 32.
Yes, and we watched the Cubs on Channel 9. And I remember my uncle Joe; he would take us to sometimes some Sox games and some Cubs games. He would take my sisters mostly because they were older than me.
Yeah.
But he took me to a Cubs game. I remember seeing the Ivy for the first time in 1979. You know, 7 years old, and to see that, and to walk up those stairs, and like, wow, you know, you see it on TV, and then. When you're in there in real life, it's just such a different look, a different feel, so intimate and unbelievable.
Isn't it, though? It really is. The national anthem, I've been told, is one of the hardest songs to sing. And many times you see your top performers go in there and sing it and they'll mess up a line or two. Have you ever done that or just forgotten the words when you're about to sing it?
No, I have OCD.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I have OCD. So what I do is I overthink everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, I'm like, do I have something in my nose? Am I something in my eyes? Am I something in my teeth? I'm asking the guys, they're like, you're driving me crazy, John. I'm like, okay, I'm worried about it. So while I'm standing on the field, I'm just like, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? What's over and over and over and over in my head.
Yeah.
So I could keep repeating it. And,
and
I think the OCD, I mean, I really do have it. I think it helps me because it makes me think about it so much.
Sure.
You know, that I'm like, I'll listen to another song sometimes on the way to the park.
Yeah.
I'll put like, some, I love 80s hits and all that stuff. I'll put that on and I'll play that and I'll sing the anthem while that's playing so I could even distract myself.
Oh, that's perfect. What do you think? I know you've been close to this team for the last several weeks, especially into the playoff run and through the World Series. What do you expect to have happen? What do you think is going to happen in Cleveland?
I think they're going to win it all. I do. I really do. You got Arrieta, and then you got Hendricks. I know you got, what is it?
Corey Kluber.
Probably for, game seven. But it's the third time we're going to see him, And that's what happened, we saw Kershaw again at Wrigley. I sang for that game six. And to see how they came out and just started knocking it around, Kershaw's unbelievable. I mean, the guy is just unbelievable.
Yes, he is.
But so are these Cubs guys. And I'm very lucky to, get to meet these guys. And they're some of the nicest guys around. And the Ricketts family, forget about it. They're just awesome.
Good.
And then Joe Maddon, I've got pretty close to Coach Maddon. And I know I call him coach, supposed to be manager, but he's so awesome. He's just such a cool guy. He's such a nice guy. I've had dinner with him a bunch of times.
Mm.
I think he's perfect for this team.
Isn't he? Yeah.
And he is the best
manager. Best manager I've ever seen in baseball.
Yeah,
he really is.
He is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he's so cool because I remember one time it was during the year I finished the anthem. And I'm talking, I'm just going to go give him a hug. And he's talking to me, and I'm like, Coach, you got to start the game. He's like, Johnny, relax. He's like, take it easy. He's like, don't worry. And I'm like, man, that is Joe cool.
He's as cool as can be.
And then Theo Epstein walks up to me and goes, thank you for everything you do for us. I'm Theo Epstein. I know who you are, Theo. He's going to go down in Major League history.
Yep.
Look what he did with the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And now what he's doing with the Cubs. This
Not
guy's
bad.
He's a genius.
Yep. I agree with you.
He is a genius.
John, it was so cool to meet you. And every time you sing, you just give me shivers. You're so good at what you do. And it's a pleasure to meet you. If you want to see John perform live, he's been at Ditka since 2001. He's waiting for you. He wants you to come by so you can watch him. And then push again. What's happening on Sunday?
November 6th, Sinatra Sunday, 5 o'clock cocktail hour, 6 to 8, with a quartet at the Crossroads restaurant. It's a free show. You could have dinner, drinks in there. It's a great time to hang out. It's a Sunday evening. And
why not?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, come have some fun.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you
so much
Absolutely.
For having me. I love this studio.
It's not a bad place,
oh,
isn't
this
it?
Is great.
Yeah, I like
it's
it.
It's great. All people walking by and
it's fun.
Beautiful.
For people who can't see, and that's almost everybody who's just listening on the air, when we were playing the song of you doing the Star Spangled Banner, there were 35 or 40 people out front listening.
They
can hear it outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were here.
It was quite a crowd. They loved it.
They want to
play now. They want a baseball game going on now.
Let's go out there.
Let's go play. All right, I'm in. A quick break, and then Rowan Ann will be by. It's Bill Leff on WGN.